Vers le bac. Page 126. Understand a recording. School lunches join farm-to-table trend.
Lunchtime at Ruth Ann Monroe Primary School outside Washington, D.C.
There you go, hon.
The kids are lining up for roast pork from a local farm.
Don't forget your fruits and vegetables.
Jeffrey Prue runs the school district's cafeterias.
We've also got local apples. Today's feature is a golden or a yellow delicious. This is from an orchard here in Smithsburg, from Reinhardt's Orchards.
About 85% of the school's apples come from J.D. Reinhardt's Orchards, just 20 kilometers away.
Also, if you're going to the schools, they want about an apple this size.
Reinhardt and Prue are part of a growing number of farm-to-school partnerships in the U.S. Schools serve more than 30 million kids each day. Roughly 20 million are low-income children who rely on federally subsidized meals to prevent hunger and let them focus on learning. But most schools don't cook fresh meals, says Jeffrey Prue.
We've gone to really box-to-oven products, fully processed, prepared items that are more heat and serve. So we're definitely taking a stretch back to our roots, which is actually cooking food.
Critics say processed school meals are contributing to the nation's childhood obesity epidemic. But new government rules aim to make cafeteria food healthier. Prue says fresh ingredients will make it easier to lower unhealthy levels of salt and fat.
The way to reach those new levels is to prepare it ourselves and to really control what's in the product by sourcing it ourselves.
And sourcing it from nearby farmers helps put money into the local economy